Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, by Big Jerv, by the Portuguese Poppy himself, producer Sean. We got a funny-ass show today, man. Like, the shit that we touched on is just kind of ridiculous. We obviously continue with our review of Oz, and we asked the question, if your favorite player of all time asks you to do some drugs that you don't do, Would you say yes? The answers may shock you. Also, we talk about the crate challenge. Jerv believes he can walk on crates with no problem because he saw someone named White Mike do it on the internet. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll see if he still feels that way as we try to figure out if this is going to be another one of those live events for all you guys to tune into. But first, before I tell you what we start with, I got to tell you, patreon.com/countthedings. That's the place to catch all the good shit. I'm talking about the bomb overflows. I'm talking about the Cinephobe special edition episodes. I'm talking about the live shows that we do every other Wednesday for our Patreons. If you're not a Patreon, make sure you sign up. Make sure you're a Patreon. If you are a Patreon, get a friend to sign up. Share in this, you know, and not share the password, like share in this. But first, we talk about weed again. I don't know. We keep coming back to this topic. Today, it's about edibles and can you tell the difference between indica and sativa? As someone who is not a versed weed smoker, I always found it interesting that motherfuckers could tell the difference between different strains. I'm like, it's just weed. To me, everything just feels like the same. It makes me feel the same. It makes me feel sleepy. A little, you know, or whatever, like, or maybe a tad bit giggly or whatever, but like, oh, this is indica, it does this, and the sativa does that.
Well, like, I can't tell.
It's like wine. To me, it's like wine. It's like red, white, that's all I know.
I can't tell off of the pull if it's indica or sativa and shit. There are certain strains that just hit a certain way. Like, I can spot sour from a mile away, right? Like, a mile away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because there was a crazy moment and a crazy year or two where everyone had sour. But I was getting spoiled.
But did they really have sour? But they didn't
really have sour because I was getting sour. I used to go, I ain't gonna name the block, but I used to go to Harlem all day, every day for the motherfucking sour. Like, okay. First time in my life, I was actually nervous. I was like, oh shit. This is back when, you know, you still had to be a little wary about cop and shit. I was like, oh my God, like I'm in like the trap. Like, you know, I'm wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not supposed to be here anymore. There's people to go get this. But no, so I can spot sour a mile away just because sour and haze have a certain, they smoke a certain way to me. Haze is very, very smooth. I don't even know if niggas still get haze anymore. I haven't seen haze in forever. But I can't tell off that, but I can tell from how I respond to it. If I get tired, I never go to sleep off the weed. But if I get tired, it's definitely an indica.
Well, Amin knows me 2018. I was always hot in 2018. Like, anytime I pulled up, I was fucking blitzed and you smelled it. And it's a difference out here in New York. Niggas be like, yo, I got that Cali. And I'm like, what is that? Mm. What does that mean? So then a nigga will open up the bag or whatever they got, right? And you know, niggas got their own printers. They making like these like special labels. Bags, yeah. Labels and boxes. Things and shit. Which like
you can,
that.
But you can buy all these bags off like Amazon too. So like,
so now I like smell it and I'm like, it just smells like regular weed, right? But then you smoke, like, because, you know, I got a young boy that always, like, sometimes he pulls up and he has, like, his shit. But then I'll get, like, the special gifts, you know, that's imported from the places that need to be. And then I have people that supposedly have the Cali smoke with me. Right. And it's a different type of story because the pros, I don't smoke. I don't choke. Or I don't go to sleep. Or
you
I don't
choke and you ain't smoking.
Listen, all those myth busters, I mean, niggas be looking like, what's the shit? Was it the Don't Be a Menace where the nigga was coughing and then he was in the past? Like,
foaming, yeah.
That's, and they don't foam. Like,
pass that shit over here.
Hey, that shit. Niggas be yo, this nigga's dead. So, like dead ass dunzo.
Yo, I say that's the only time.
I was like, Jerv, you ever come to NYC, bro? You know,
yeah, no, bro. Listen, I trust you because the only time I've ever literally fallen asleep off the weed was when I went to Cali. And now, full disclosure, I ain't going. You know, we all know the person that I was with or whatever. But you know, I don't know how cool he is with everything. So, but you know, I came down there. He took me around. What's the ESPN joint down there?
LA Live.
I just realized what you're talking about. Yeah, now you know. So he took me down LA Live.
He's not there anymore. So I think I don't like.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, wait, he left, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Bossa Nova.
Yeah, Bossa Nova. For real? But yeah, so I went out there with him and he took me into a shop. First of all, Trey, I was floored by the prices. The prices were like, I loved it, right? Like, the shit I was playing for the good was the great there. So I went in there and I bought a lot. And I was there for 72 hours and I came there saying, yo, everything I buy, I'm getting is smoking. It's smoke. And I found myself a couple nights, you know, finding myself waking up like on the couch, not in a position as if like, yo, I went to sleep on the couch, but in the position of, damn, you know, I still got my contacts in. I got my fucking shoe. Yo, fall asleep with your shoes on is the trashiest thing in the world. Like, something about your shoes being on when you fall asleep.
First of all, sleeping with your shoes, cool. My nigga, I'm leaving you because you might be dead. And then secondly, nigga, you might be a nigga that's on a run and ready to go.
Ready to move, yes.
But these niggas sleeping with their sneakers on is crazy. That's like falling asleep with your jeans on, my nigga. You're a carpenter or a fucking farmer.
Straight up, or like Jerv said, man, you just fucked up. Because the night of the election, I told the story about the night of the election. Mm-hmm. While I woke up with jeans and sneakers on, I had no idea who won the election because I had eaten a whole edible. That I forgot it was edible. I was drunk as shit. And I was like, yo, we got any shit? It's like, yeah, here, I got this edible. And I just grabbed the whole thing. I ate it. And I was like, no, what are you doing? So, man. Yeah, it was over.
I love it. Man, I love edibles, but they don't work on me.
They don't?
No, I haven't had an edible work since that trip I was just telling you about where I bought a fucking Jolly Rancher and I was drooling on the fucking plane ride home. Best sleep. That was some of the best sleep I did, but did not get because I was on an aisle seat. So I kept getting fucking bumped all day. Oh yeah, there you go.
I like edibles, but like they're just a surprise attack.
Yeah, you can't really.
You can't flip the switch, dog.
I like the surprise, bro. I like the surprise.
Nah, I might be doing some shit.
All of a sudden, you're just like, woo. But see, you gotta take the edible and plan your day around taking the edible. Like you can't. Act as if you just didn't take
I forgot what the last I think it was a Kevin Hart movie with where the nigga went back to school and he was with Tiffany Haddish.
Night school.
Nigga, I took the shit like right when the fucking opening shit happened. And when it happened, I'm like, okay, cool. I laughed at a few parts, but I was waiting, like, yo, I need help to laugh at this shit. You feel me? Yeah. So I made it through the night, bro. And I had to teach the next morning. That shit kicked in. And anything the next day, nigga, the next time, nigga, the kids was coming up to me talking and I was giggling and I could not fucking stop. Every time, and I had to pull my assistant. I'm like, yo, I'm cooked right now. So keep the kids away from me. And I'm like, it was nothing fucking funny, bro. I could not stop giggling.
That's so, why I was kicked the next day.
I was like, yo, that shit was crazy though.
Yeah, same thing, Jerv. She's like, yeah, they don't affect me. Like, I can eat them all day and nothing's gonna happen. I never believed that shit. It's just y'all got to get the right pack or the different edible.
Yeah, I want to say, what milligrams you touching?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You on mute?
You on mute, sir?
My bad. I used to go for the highest shit that somebody can give me, honestly, because it like. Whatever, except for shit that's coming straight from a dispensary, because I just feel like the research is a lot higher on this, and whatever they tell me, it really is. But if like, yo, if you come through like, yo, I got some cookies or I got brownies or something, and you're like, yo, only eat a half, I'm gonna eat the whole brownie.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna eat the whole fucking brownie, and then like, matter of fact,
are you hungry? Or are you just trying to get lit, bro?
I'm just trying. I like, bro, like, so this is going to sound crazy.
That nigga hungry.
No, the edible high is a high I'm Dang, it sounds bad. It's a high I'm always chasing because it's dope as fuck to me. Yes, that sounds bad. It's dope as fuck to me. And I've only gotten that twice in my life. I've only gotten the edible high twice.
So what about with the berries?
I'm always
they're in the finals. That didn't do nothing for you.
The berries.
I'm not crazy about that. I know that's my man shit, but nah.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with it. It's high. No, it's high. Matt, it's hype to me.
Yo, our boy. He definitely hooked us up in during that finals I was with you at. 100%. He definitely hooked us up. Shit. The edibles did nothing for me. I told y'all I almost got kicked out of game, whatever, right?
No.
You never told me. Because you had that pack on you, right?
No, I was loud, but I don't recognize my loudness. I just don't give a fuck. It's whatever, especially if I'm out on the West Coast. I'm like, yo, niggas just be loud out here. At least in my mind, y'all do. I know I had a pen, and it wasn't. This is before the oils became popping and all the odorless. So I had the wax on me. So I'm in the tunnel, and I'm hitting the fucking wax. And my man texts me as a cop walks by, and my man's like, "Yo, you know that?" Like, I'm like, "Oh yeah, yo, you know me, game, whatever, yo. I'm on the floor. I'm on one." Yo, you know they can smell that shit, right? And as he says it, like people start to look at me. A cop walks by, and he's just like, "Yo, you gotta chill." And I'm like, "Yo, you got it." You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not about it. You know. And I mean, I got the polo on. I got the meat. I got the ESPN credential, polo, credentialed everything. Up. All that shit. Yeah, no. And yeah, no. I would have never.
That'd be some legendary shit, though.
Dude, nah, I mean, if I knew
you would have been a hero, a martyr. Kicked out of the finals.
Like, nah, niggas would have been like, niggas would have been on some Shaqiri shit with you. Like, if you would have got that.
Niggas definitely would have rapped about Jerv, man. Somebody would have had Jerv in the line somewhere, man.
I keep that loud on me like Gervais.
They would have named the strain after him. Which is smoking. Eric, I'm smoking on that.
Right?
I'm smoking on that Jerv.
I do want a strain. Hey Trey, I know you got the juice to make this happen, yo. I need a strain, yo. I need a strain.
You need to holler at some of these growers in Philly, man. They listen. If y'all listening and y'all growers and y'all want to give my man Jerv a strain, holler at the boy at John Gervais. But look, there, man, we gonna spend 2 weeks talking about weed. We ain't getting no weed sponsorships until somebody start giving us weed maps and all that other shit. Let's talk about the real shit with the crate challenge. This nigga John Gervais.
Thinking of being high. Yeah.
He's high out of his motherfucking mind. First of all, Amin went on national TV and had to jump on fucking pillars, moving obstacles and shit like that. And we're talking about milk crates that aren't stable over cement. And John Gervais thinks that he could clear this.
Dog, I fell in the water. Like, that was the worst part of my day was falling into cold water. Yo, I'm watching these videos. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the crate challenge where people have these milk crates stacked up into steps, one high, two high, three high, four high, five high, and then back down again like a pyramid.
No, it goes to seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Shit,
seven then.
Nigga, I'm afraid of heights. Why I'm doing that?
Right. Right? And then you got to walk all the way down, right? The trick is you got to walk up and walk all the way down. And obviously, these crates are just stacked. They're not bolted to one another. There is absolutely no stability, and the taller they are, the more unstable they become. And somehow John Gervais has watched all of these videos of all these people trying to go up and then falling, and I just fall, like, oops, fell to the side like some dangerous ass, got hit in the middle of my back and did the splits and got hit in the nuts and like all this type like things that are way worse than the Ninja Warrior shit. Gervais watched all this, she's like, I could do that.
Jerv, why do you feel you can do this?
You know how sometimes you just believe in yourself and you just know you can accomplish something. Like, yo, I know I can do it. I just watched what they call them, White Mike. I just watched White Mike walk over the joint, rolling up a blunt and lit the joint as he got on the other side. You trying to tell me that me? Okay.
Is he white? White, by the way?
See, this is the thing.
Oh, no, they would just call me White Mike.
I didn't parade the nigga because he might get canceled in 3 days. He might not even. Y'all niggas invite niggas to the cookout too fast. But shout out to his aerobatic. I don't know what the fuck he is.
I actually didn't think he was. They were just calling him.
The nigga was the nigga was
rolling. He's super duper light.
He might be a Spanish nigga. He might be a Spanish nigga named Mike.
Even better.
And he albino. But long story short, the nigga cleared it, rolling up. You know what I'm saying? Took a break, took a pause, and then walked down like it was light. Jerv, you can't do that shit. I don't believe in you. I will side bet. Amin has offered to fucking fly out to Philadelphia, and I will join him to watch you do this shit. But I'm also afraid because you're a father, and I don't know what your insurance is like. And I don't want us to do a GoFundMe because you in a fuck full body cast trying to show off for the internet and strangers.
Well, yeah, the only two people I've seen do it were rocking Jordan 3s. They said that's the key.
That's the key.
You gotta have 3s on. That's the only way you can get it done. You gotta have the J3s on.
It has the perfect weight distribution to make sure you are balanced at all times. Nah, man. Because someone said, "Oh, I'll give you Jerv. I'll give you $100 to do it if you successfully do it." And I'm like, "I don't give a shit if it's successful or not. I'll give you $100 just because, baby, just because I want to see this shit."
Yeah. First of all, y'all are terrible. I didn't realize the amount of people that don't believe in me in this world. You know what I mean?
No, I believe. Listen, I believe in you and shit that you actually can do. Not this shit. You can't do it.
Not this shit. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
Why can't I? Dance.
I'm light footed, bro.
Jerv, you fucking can't dance.
What are you talking about? You ain't asking me to two step on this thing. I gotta get from point A to point B.
You came one step on this thing.
Jerv. Yeah, I've watched you hoop, and you can hoop, but light-footed is not one of the things I would use to describe you.
Hey man, listen.
This nigga lying on the job application. He gonna look like that meme where Shorty got all the baggage and she crossing in 2019 into the next year.
It's not even the job application. He lying on the volunteer application. Nigga, no one asked you to do this shit.
The
section getting up to the top, like the one before the very top, is... That's where it's all over.
Sean, can you do it?
I mean, I'm like Jerv. I feel like I could do it if it was in front of me.
I can't do it, my nigga. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't know.
Hold on. We need to get Sean also on the scene so he could try it too.
What makes you think you can't do it, Trey? It just looks too hard, or like the balance, or what?
First of all, if I was to do it, I'd need whoever sets this motherfucker up to have the right crates. Next thing, because niggas ain't even doing the math. Wait, niggas. I'm looking at some of the crates, nigga.
What are the right crates? Because
I don't know, but I'm just saying,
not them red Johns.
They not sturdy enough. And then also,
I'm sorry, it has to be the red ones. I think red ones are not them. Everybody's falling on the black ones.
But also, here's the thing. Our friend Kelly, also, who is also like my neighbor, they're doing it in the neighborhood around here, bro. They got people that don't have – you got smokers climbing up on fucking boxes, bro, for $50. And the ambulance has been going every fucking week, bro.
That's my favorite thing on Kelly's Instagram. And the first image in her story was like, I guess we're doing another one of these. And she got the crates – like them, and then the very next one was just ambulances,
bro. Like they were ringing, and this was before the rain, so it was like ringing off, bro, like just constantly. And I'm like, how many people did try this shit? Like, but the reason why I don't feel like I can do it, and I like to think I'm very athletic, but to an extent, I don't trust. I think as soon as you look down, right, that's when it shakes, right? The thing about White Mike and what he did. He rolled the blunt, so he didn't ever focus on the actual ground. Jerv, stop acting like you was paying attention.
I've been watching film, bro. Y'all thought I was bullshitting.
So then, also, when most of the people get to the step before the step is when they get too excited and it starts to shift because you're shifting weight on whatever it is. There's no, you know what I mean? Like you're walking. No,
it's
up
not this, that. It's not that. It's not that they're getting excited. The thing is, it's like the shorter the crate stack, the more stable it is. The more crates you have up, the more unstable it is. That's why the top of that shit is where a lot of people get fucked up.
It's fucking toppling.
At 6 and 7 crates, anything you put on top of it, hell, maybe stacking it may not even be a stable thing, let alone standing on a stacked one. Then I don't know if you guys saw the one where the guy fell because his foot went through the crate.
I like, did not
as
see
he
that.
Fell on the ground.
See, these are things that Jerv is not
to be the red crate. It has to these be the red
things,
crate.
These are things that Jerv has not thought all the way through. And I don't understand. I do not want you, bro. I care about you.
Listen, first of all. I appreciate that, but I'm
I care
you,
about I Sean, bro. I do not want you niggas hurt. I mean, the only way I would do this shit is if you know those the rubber foam shit I can fall into after.
Foam pit or surrounded.
Oh, if I had a foam pit I can fall into. I'm not falling on
On the ground.
That's easy money.
Or not even a grass, by the way, Trey.
I'm like, not doing that shit. I see a nigga try to break it. I'm waiting for a gruesome video. We ain't got one yet. But this nigga's trying to break. First of all, this nigga's ain't never fell in their life. I used to take a lot of charges in college basketball, and you never break your fucking fall with your wrist. It's people falling from this shit, and they don't know how they're fucking falling, and they're just like putting their hands down. It's going to be a nasty break soon. I don't wish that on nobody that I know. But do understand, your weight coming down on your motherfucking body, it's going to be gruesome.
But, Jerv, you got to find the official crate, like the solo cup, like you playing beer pong and people be having them bullshit cups. Like, nah, you need the solo cup. You got to find
I'm not doing it. Yo,
so Jerv, how much
crates are bullshit?
Jerv, how much would it take to get you on a crate?
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
How much would it take to get me on a crate?
So I know how much would it take? Hold on. It was on. The nigga already offered. Like, that's happening as long as, right? Because he always, I could do that.
Nah, because after this conversation, he's definitely got cold feet. So if our listeners got involved and they really wanted to see this content, Jerv, how much would it take for you to get up on the crate?
Do I get the phone? Like the pads on the side?
No, nigga. No, that was hypothetical. You said you could do it like this nigga White Mike and all these other niggas. So
I mean, you hit me in the soft spot, Trey. You said, you're a father. You know what I'm saying? Once you hit me with the you're a father.
My nigga, your daughter just seen worse videos than you already. She gonna see that shit in your internet.
That's not a video that you should be ashamed of showing your kid.
You just conquering your fears at this point. You DMX on a roller coaster screaming, baby, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. All that shit. That's what you doing right now, trying to conquer your fucking fear. You're an idiot, but you're conquering your fear. So how much money, if our listeners is listening and y'all want to see John Gervais or Sean Little get on box crates and embarrass their motherfucking self, how much would it take for you guys to get up on crates? Realistically, because we ain't.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I will, wherever y'all want to do, y'all doing do Chicago or y'all want to do in Philly, I will fly out to the location to witness it happening.
Well, look, this is the difference, right? Jerv flat out just was on the couch and fired off the tweet that said, I can do it. I never even thought about even attempting it, but if it was in front of me, I feel like I could do it. But I'm not in a hurry to actually do this shit.
I know
that nigga got
Jerv offered it to the public and was like, "Yo, I could do this shit. I don't, all these people falling."
That nigga just wanted attention, bro. Shit, wanted attention, bro. He not doing this.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Jerv, can we get a price or what, bro?
I mean, you know, I don't like to put a price on things, brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like to put a price on things.
This nigga's doing this shit for the 100 cash. If you can get...
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing it for the 100 cash.
That's what I'm saying. If you believe in yourself, how much would it take? You believe in yourself? That's easy money.
By the way, shout out to my nigga Matt McNeil, who posted this tweet. He said the CIA dropped the milk crates off in the hood.
I believe it. Niggas out here losing their morals, putting prices on their head over a crate. I ain't the fun police because I like watching niggas get hurt right now.
I haven't seen that many crates in a minute. I don't even know where they getting. Where you motherfuckers getting?
You can go get them from the. You can get them from the store, bro. You can go in the back of the store, bro. They got them. Yeah. You can go Albertsons or whatever the grocery store over there.
They get in the bullshit crates. They not getting the red Jones.
This nigga keep requesting these motherfuckers. What is a red crate, bro? Where do you find a red
niggas
crate?
Niggas don't know about the red crate. The red crate is the junk. They got.
Were you a milk boy in your previous
life? That's the Ober White. Nah, but
at my corner, there's a. At my corner, I was growing up, there was a corner store, a laundromat, and a fucking. What's called like a beer store, and then you know, whatever, a couple other food spots. So there would be nothing but crates out there, right? So I found out which crates are more sturdier from playing crate ball when we were kids. The black crate is very thin, which is what everyone's using. The red crate is usually a thicker crate than the black joint. And I'm guessing the blue is somewhere in the middle.
I seen milk crates break like a true fiend's weight.
Hey, I feel you, Jerv. That's
yeah.
So I'd have to have all red crates.
I just posted the link right there. All red crates. This nigga cripping out here. By the way, I'm showing you this website where they sell these crates, and right there on that link, right above, you know, the number and how much the break-even price or whatever is. Specify color: black, blue, green, red. Jerv, they don't give a shit. It's all the same. It's all the same.
I can't help you.
It's the same crate. Know.
Jerv, on your cap.
I'm on game, but niggas don't know. That's on them. I know.
Okay, Jerv, order the fucking red crates and climb crates for $500.
Nah, I can't do it for the five.
Jerv, how much you need?
This
fucking crate, bro.
There you go. That motherfucker do look sturdy, dog.
How much it costs?
Talk to me, Sean.
It is. Hold on. Let's see.
It depends on how many you get, but you're gonna need to get 24 plus because the amount that you're gonna get. So it's $7 a crate.
Seven each for the.
By the way. It says sturdy in the description.
All right. So we're gonna get $168 for Jerv to get these rigid milk crates.
Oh, so I never seen this, John. I never seen this green, John.
You never seen the
blue and the black.
Bro, they all sturdy, bro. What you gonna get red, black, and green so you can be acting like you doing it for black people?
We need the mathematician. So 40 load capacity. So that first one. We need the math dude that could break it down. 40 low. Yeah, bro. You line a good brand, though.
Nah, not Jerv.
Jerv, you're going
I'm looking at the weight.
You're going through that shit like thin ice.
Listen, I might have
Jerv, They're talking about if you're going to put shit inside the crate and then pick it up, you can only put 40 pounds worth of shit in it.
Right.
Mm. Not like how much it can hold from the other side if it's stacked on top of other shit. That's why this shit is all dumb, Jerv. Because none of these things were made to be able to like support people walking on them. But y'all swore you could do it.
Hey, I've only man. Seen, have y'all seen more than I only seen two people do it.
I've only seen the one bull do it.
Do you know anybody personally that done it?
White Mike.
No.
No.
I don't know any.
I've not even tried it. I don't.
But you know what? I've been seeing people post it on the internet and I like, should I do it or I'm about to go do it? And I'm like, bro, don't do it. You're an idiot. Because I'm going to tell you that you're an idiot right after. Like, and feel stupid bad.
Yeah, I say it was one where the big bull was on the joint and he fell and he came down. He tried to brace himself with his arm, and I think his back hit the crate. I was looking like, God damn, yeah, that's kind of yeah. you know. But I like to think I know how to fall a little bit. You know, it's different when you're in the act.
Jerv, you know, all that shit sound cool until you up there. That nigga got all the plans. I mean, he got all the strategy, bro. Until that nigga.
You that wobble.
Hey, no. Hey, you're probably wondering how I got here. Yeah. Nigga, slow mo. That shit ain't gonna be slow motion.
Trey, it'll be freeze frame with him just like, you know, one hand back, his one foot off the crate.
Oh, my God.
That look of.
Hey, I want you to look do in this the shit eyes so goes, bad, oh, bro. I want you to do this shit so bad. Like, so just for the meme purposes, but. I don't want you to get hurt.
What surface do y'all think is better, grass or cement? Just off capability purposes. What's
stability more sturdy,
like? You know what I'm saying?
The cement, like, the stability grass, probably makes the most sense.
I feel like cement
into the grass a little bit and hold but, it maybe a little bit.
But at cement, at the same time, you're putting yourself in jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
If you once you fall is all it takes, and then you one fall, that's all. Your ass out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Two dudes I saw do it were on grass, so take that for what it's worth.
Nigga, grass ain't gonna save that nigga.
No,
you might have to do that shit in the playground sawdust. You know, the little
I definitely would do it as I'm doing something, because I definitely think there was something too to do, not looking down.
You might low key need some the McDonald's Playhouse balls to fall into.
Oh, all right, I definitely do that. That's cool.
I'm just not that thirsty, bro, to be internet famous, bro. I'm cool.
Oh, I didn't necessarily want it to be on the internet, and then everyone said they wanted to watch it. I was just. Trust me, if I fell, I wasn't going to post it. Like, that wasn't about to be a thing. Like, it wasn't about to be like, oh, look at me.
Nigga would have been a DMP, nigga. Did not pod.
I just had my video off.
Jerv will be on the pod. We'll just, yeah, your video will be off, but we'll just hear the background. Beep. 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 Every time that nigga talk, like, what is that in the background? Oh, you know, it's Philly, man. You know, the street. They always be honking their horns. And hey, nigga, honk that horn a little louder next time. Ha, 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 ha. Was the world is opening back up. Delta variant notwithstanding. It's opening back up, guys. And there are so many new thrills on the horizon. Whether you've been in a relationship for years or you're just getting started or just excited to get back out there and meet new people. When the moment comes, trust me, you'll want to be ready. Roman ready. GetRoman.com/BOM. Go there. Talk to U.S. licensed healthcare professionals now. Because with Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction. All from the comfort and privacy of your home. Roman ready. What does it mean, you ask? Roman ready means confidence. The confidence that you know you can rise to the occasion in the moment. Emphasis on rise. We're looking at the Summer of Love 2021 version, and Roman wants to make sure you can participate in your way, whether that be as a single person or a couple who still would rather stay indoors with each other. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward. It's convenient. It's discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BOM and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM today. And if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this summer. Roman ready. Yo,
let's get into Oz, man. We spent enough time on Jerv capping. The capper of the year.
It's not cap, bro. Cap.
You went on social media, bro. No, I just don't know a number. You went on social media saying you would do it, bro. I don't even want to hear it now.
I think nigga,
when the Bulls won over 17 games. No, when the Bulls won over 17 games and I said I would dye my hair blonde, what happened to me? I dyed my motherfucking hair blonde. When Amin said he would go to Milwaukee and get in a dunk tank, my nigga flew the ill meal and got dunked. So you out here capping on Steve Jobs' internet, on Beyonce's internet, on Al Gore's internet, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We don't cap on this pod. But let's talk about Oz, nigga. That's crazy y'all niggas spoke that up into existence that Rick Fox was on the show. Because
dog, I'm telling you,
it happened that the following episode after.
Yep, episode 6, Jackson Vaihue, man.
First before we get to 6.
Oh, we on five. So first of all, I like part of the rewatch is always interesting to me. The things I forgot. I forgot that they called drugs tits and Oz,
and that was throwing me off.
And so, mind you, this episode introduces this term, but for the rest of the show, everything about drugs is always going to be called tits. They always talk about squeezing tits, sucking on some tits, who got the best tits, all that shit. Like, for seasons, that's how it is. They're just kind of letting you know right now, this is how we do it. So it's not like a one or two season thing, and then, like, they'll forget about it. That's the lexicon. I forgot that Markstrom was a cop.
Right?
That completely forgot. Like, I was shocked. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, no wonder. And it made sense. And I was like, okay. Because there's another, but there's another undercover cop who comes to Oz. And that's the one I think most people know and remember. So Markstrom being the first undercover, that was pretty
Wait, who's that?
Markstrom, the black dude. The Paul Mooney looking ass black dude.
Die. Saeed.
Hey, Nah, not him.
No.
You talking about you'll never fly? Blum 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 blum. A hairline like mine.
Markstrom is a dude.
The nigga that be wearing a t-shirt as a do-rag. I hate that nigga swag.
T-shirt as a do-rag.
I hate his swag, bro.
He's the one that hung himself, or he got hung.
He got hung, bro.
And they try to make it seem like he hung himself.
Bro, they used to be running with Jefferson, nigga. The nigga that be running with Jefferson, they be getting high together. And he used to be with Adebisi.
Every time Adebisi and Kenny.
He's the feds?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Bro, you didn't watch it?
This happened. He died already? When did he die?
Episode five.
I must have dozed off at some point because I don't remember that shit, dog. That's crazy. I don't remember that.
This nigga, man. He said, yo, he died? Yes, nigga. And it's so crazy because, like, best part of the rewatch is, like, I don't remember none of this shit. Like, it's been so long. I don't remember none of this shit. It's not no parts where I'm just like,
I remember some of the shit.
Because I was fucking kid. Like, bro, I was preteen when this rolled out, first of all. And Sean, how old were you?
When it first came out?
You probably was like 9, huh? 8?
Yeah, that was
9. How old are you now?
Right. 9. 33.
Right.
He was 9. Cool. 9. That's crazy. Cool. 9. So, you know, obviously this nigga gets done off. And then obviously Nino out here, you know, he had his whole operation got shut down. That nigga was smuggling tits through shoe soles.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't.
He wasn't. That was just a test. He fucking lied to them to see if they could handle the shit. Mm. And then, of course, they immediately tried to do the shit, got caught. And but then it's not even that they immediately tried to shoot the shit and got caught. It turns out it was because Markstrom was a cop.
Yeah.
So he did that shit to catch motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right. Because okay. They thought they were gonna catch niggas. So it was all kind of convoluted in that way. But like this shit is crazy. And so this is the episode 5, where we see the rise of Adebisi from just a regular fucking, because I didn't realize that shit. Up until that point, the black gangsters wasn't hustling anything. These niggas were just buying.
Yeah.
Because the people hustling it in was Shibetta and the cop.
Yeah.
Haley or whatever his name is.
Yo, when he got caught too, I was like, about damn time, because he was doing way too much, bro.
It was way too much.
The reason how about dead.
How about the mind of O'Reilly, man? This nigga said, okay, I could get in good with the Italians if I shut this shit down. I can't shut this shit down by telling on it, because then I'll be a snitch. I'll get this other nigga to snitch, but I'll have him snitch on me so that I get fucked up in the thing. Gets thrown into the hole. And the hole, for those who don't know, this is worse than solitary, because it's solitary, but you butt-ass naked. No bed, nothing. Just in a room, and you butt-ass naked. This nigga O'Reilly goes crazy in there. He's screaming. He's hitting against the wall. And finally, when they say it's been a month, like, all right, man, you done. Niggas lying on the ground, like, piece of cake. Gets up, walks out.
He was acting like that shit was sweet. That nigga went through it, nigga.
Yeah,
O'Reilly's up there bugging. Long vision,
though. You could tell he said,
well, how much he had left? How much time he had left? I think it was 12 years. He said he was going to get out.
12 years.
Yeah, he like, nigga, he got a long game plan, nigga. He going to get up out of that bitch for sure.
Long game
plan. But it was also funny, too. That shit started the episode. They pulled the dope out of the baby pamper. And then he done stuffed the shit far up his ass. They couldn't find it. Then he had to shit that shit out. And then niggas out here getting high off of that. Yeah, bro. He out here wilding.
Bricks. The nigga named Bricks Wangler. But,
that's a wild name.
But anyways, like I said, so this is where Adebisi becomes bigger than just a dude in jail, because, you know, Nino basically anoints him and says, you got control of the kitchen. And then he says, Adebisi, ends in an I. Are you sure you're not Italian? And Adebisi don't miss a beat. He says, Shibetta, ends with an A. Maybe you're African. And I was like, this nigga Adebisi, that's my nigga right there, man. But yeah, so let me before we move on to episode 6, Sean, as the first time viewer, what are some notes that you had watching this episode?
I was so just like when Trey mentioned that he rocks the do-rag as like a t-shirt, stuff like that I'm not even picking up on, because I'm just trying to keep up with all the characters and who's running with who, and I'm trying to like stay locked with the storyline. Like I said, man, I just blanked on his name. The guy running the long game is what everything. I'm just keeping
O'Reilly.
An eye on him. O'Reilly, because he seems like the sharpest cat, and he seems like he knows how shit's working. He knows how to move around the folks that he wants to move around to make sure he stays, I guess, safe and is on top of shit while he's in there. But yeah, the biggest thing for me is I'm trying to learn as much as I can about everybody while trying to pick up details here and there. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird because obviously you don't know, but there are characters who are like, you're going to have to pay attention because this motherfucker going to be here for a while. Right. And then there are characters who are literally introduced and then run out. One of the things I don't remember, I remember Reba though, the old dude talking about God talks to him.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, this nigga crazy. I remember back in the day, I was like, this nigga crazy. And after a while, they kind of left it alone.
Yeah,
but now watching it, I'm like, he's right on a lot of these things.
Yeah. Oh no, he's right on number. That nigga got God on line one. That failed execution, bro. Then really gave him close little talk to God.
Yo, that's wild that he had a failed execution.
Like he out here, you know, and it was crazy how they like back in my day. they was on some back in my day. They used to respect the elders in here. You know what I'm saying? When I was young.
Oh, yo, fucking. Wangler beat the shit out of him. I'm like, why are you beating the shit out of Reba though, man?
Yeah, Reba though, bro. Yeah. Then that nigga clicked out. He was trying. He's like, I'm going to escape out of here. I'm like, bro, you're not getting up out of Oz, bro.
Let me tell y'all a couple of things. Spoiler alerts. The escape from Oz shit, that is going to be a theme that travels through multiple seasons. One. Two, Wangler beat the shit out of Reba though, got called into the office, and McManus lost his shit and choked him. that is also going to come back up. That wasn't just a, oh, that nigga's an asshole, whatever. So just keep that in mind. Remember those things, because those will be storylines moving forward. Moving on to episode 6. Yo, man, this episode is wild. They got wild as fuck.
They got my nigga doing the drugs again. He thought he could. Listen, he snorted that shit and thought he could hoop.
Trey.
He's getting light on that nigga Rick Fox.
He thought he could walk. My nigga got out that wheelchair.
Me, when I said I screamed, I was on my couch screaming, nigga. That nigga got up out of the wheelchair.
With a strut.
Hit my niggas with the bop bop, a bop bop bop, and was giving him all the goods, nigga, off the dodie.
No, so I asked this question because I thought this shit was hilarious. Because I was like, nigga, you 2 years clean, why would you do this? And I was like, man, I don't know what I would do if my favorite player of all time was like asking me to come hang out, get high. So I was trying, if Michael Jordan came up to you, right?
Yeah.
And said, hey, let's do X. And X is, or not ecstasy, but XYZ. And XYZ is something that you don't do. Mm-hmm. Would you do it?
No, because I'm not about to embarrass myself in front of Mike. I would just have to respectfully be like, yeah, no, I can't do that, my boy. But it would be tough to do.
You know, like, it's like, come on, man.
That's like a chick like saying, hey, we'll have a threesome if you do some coke with us. Niggas like, I don't do coke, but give me a second. Let me think about this one real quick. And then you're like, I'm going to pass on this one.
I just thought about, like, you know, the way he said the 95 Bulls game. I was thinking, like, what if MJ came up to you and said, come on, man, we talking about the flu game. Like, you, Sean, you going to be like, I'm good.
Nah.
Yeah, you see his face.
Hey,
he's like, well, that's a tough one right there.
Hey, Sean, for sure taking that snort, nigga.
Yeah.
He'll go fuck what ass that shit came up out of. That nigga will be there. All right, Mike, fill me in, Mike.
Mike.
So about that flu game, I really was drinking Hennessy.
Do you really believe that, Trey? You think he was off the Henny?
Nah, I don't think he was. That nigga ain't drinking no fucking Hennessy. He had a drink that was like, it's like Pop Rocks and some wild shit, some stupid shit that he used to drink. Yeah, it's crazy.
Pop Rocks.
Nigga, they made some drink for the nigga, but it wasn't no Hennessy. I mean, that's the same way the J.R. Smith shit. That nigga never had Hennessy, bro. He a tequila nigga. Like, it's funny, like, how narratives on internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny how that shit is, but, like, he probably did have some bad pizza, but that nigga was definitely smelling like the bar. It was plenty of times them niggas was just drunk.
Yeah, that's very possible. I ain't gonna flex on that, but.
Yeah, can we Bossa Nova?
We tough to say no, yes. To Mike. Yeah, Bossa Nova.
Yes. All right.
We're black.
Believe everything you hear about him.
Jerv. Yeah, for real. Club Applebee's. Shout out to Club Applebee's.
Fridays.
Yo,
oh, Club Fridays.
Yo, niggas over here throwing fits because niggas talking about not going to Applebee's because they not vaccinated. That's still the funniest fight right now.
Let me say some shit right now real quick. As long as none of y'all snitch on me. Last Sunday in Vegas, man. That was me. I was out until like literally at 7 a.m. radio, and I was like, it's 6. I got to make my way back to my room. Did the show, like with no sleep from like the night before. Jesus Christ. Never again. Never
Boston,
again.
Right?
How many hours?
Is it Bossa Nova?
Sure, why not?
No, I'm asking because you said long as nobody snitched. I didn't fucking know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. I want to tell the listeners, but also I don't know these motherfuckers.
Nah, I don't know.
We don't. Yeah, that's
this is Bossa Nova still, Sean. All
right, we still
and bossed up. We're back.
No, never again is all I'll say. Yeah. Never again. Yeah. All right. So other things. So Jackson Vayhu again. I don't know. Just keep an eye on him. First of all, I forgot why he was in jail. He's in jail for attempted rape. And he's beating
that
a girl
was,
up.
That was rape?
Well, I guess he was trying to rape her in the car. She got out.
Okay.
He got after her and slapped her around. And then my man, the doorman, came flying out like a ninja turtle. Nigga just, just flew to the sky and jumped on him. I said, man, shout out to the doorman, because if I were a doorman, I'd be like, oh, shit, help, help.
Call the police. I mean, somebody call the police.
That nigga's 6'8", man. I'm not going to go out there jumping on him, man. He might beat my ass up.
6'8", in the league and active. Like, not even, like, with, a retired 6'8".
Quick twitch reflexes. Another thing. I don't do windows. Dog, it reminded me. So we watching this shit when we were in college and shit. And niggas, we saw that episode. And for the rest of college, whenever a nigga was like, yo, well, like, I need to da 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 da. Oh, you can use my computer. I don't do Windows. Just yell that shit the whole time. The other exchange where he's in class and the teacher is telling him,
wake up.
Yeah, go ahead, nigga. Oh no, my friend, you're the nigga. You used to do that shit too. It's like, all right, man, nigga, I'll see you later. Oh, no, my friend. You're the nigga. my favorite, my absolute favorite was when this Saeed says, Salaamu Alaikum, my brother. And Jackson Bay, he says, eat me, nigga. And there's a nigga in the background goes, whoa.
Yeah, like a pause. It's like the old thing. It's like before pause was pause.
Oh, whoa. I laughed my ass off at that. Because it's so funny, because it's in prison of all places. Now, yeah, it goes on to call people out. Unbelievable, man. Yeah, other right. Shit. When Beecher, they made Beecher put on makeup. Man.
Beecher smoked his performance, though.
Does he ever stick up for himself?
Hey, I thought Beecher was going to end it all, bro. Well, I forgot.
Whoa, when he jumped on it.
I was like, damn, Beecher. Yo,
by the way, that was him sticking up for himself, Jer, throwing the chair through the window. That was him sticking up for himself. And then Adebisi get up and start lead the chant. Beecher. Adebisi's such a shit, man. Same shit when that nigga was performing at the talent show. That nigga, that nigga was doing the most, grabbing other people. Like, oh, he grabbed Kenny, pretended to fuck his face. And
I will say this. I don't know what it is about Oz, or just because of how gritty or just the situation or how old the show is. I find myself feeling bad, like, for like Beecher versus other shows. When I feel worse for that dude watching Oz than I would like a recent show. I don't know if it's the cinematic view or whatever it is, but I find myself feeling like, damn, I feel bad for Buddy. Legitimately.
I don't even know why he even met with the victim's mom.
Because Sister Peter Marie, man, you have awful suggestions.
Stop. Yeah, Sister Pete, she just be wilding, bro.
Got this nigga doing all time. Yo, come to counseling. That nigga go crazy. Like, yo, you should do this. You should do that. You should meet with the your mother. Like, your mom don't want to see you in this shit, get fucked in the ass with a swastika on it. Hey, you should meet with the mom of the victim. And by the way, the mom of the victim, she really played that shit really perfect. It was like, no, I don't know why my husband didn't want to show up. And anyways, this is a picture of my daughter. I just want you to know that you fucking took her. I hope you died here, you motherfucker.
Like, yo, that twist was so funny, because I was like, she's pretty calm and she's like forgiving. Yeah. And then she's just like, nah. Oh, breaking news. Jerv has been offered $300 to walk crates.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's the highest offer so far. Walk the crates. All right. And we're back. But yes. And yeah, man, like, I'm interested to see what else happens, bro. Niggas out here just high as hell. They hate it. Yo, the funniest shit, dude, that was funny and was random, the warden working out. Nigga, why is this part needed in here? This nigga getting buff out. And he was talking to, what's the name? McManus out here cutting up, bro. He turning into a thug. Yeah. We watching the heel turn.
He's smoking weed.
And niggas hated on his pussy too. Niggas hated. Mm. Niggas hated. Yeah, like, yeah. you fucking her. Like, mother, if I would punch you in the fucking face.
Oh, he puts the shit out that nigga when they had him hemmed up though.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he's got it.
He doesn't want any smoke with a security guard.
He's the dude, like, I feel like I've seen in so many other shows, but I couldn't name the show or the movie. Like, he's been an actor for 30 years.
All these Oz people are, like, first of all, they're probably going to be Law and Order, first and foremost. So many of them have graduated. So, wait, let me see. Okay, so his real name is
I can see Terry in Law and Order, SVU, all that shit.
This nigga looked the same too, by the way. That's crazy. I just saw a picture of him. I'm pulling up his IMDb right now and seeing
what New York at the cover.
Yeah, like Chicago.
Sure enough, Law and Order. Law and Order. He played Clifford Chester. I don't know who the fuck that is in Law and Order. He was also in the movie The Last of the Mohicans. Okay.
Oh wow.
He was in Devil in a Blue Dress. Oh. He's in Sleepers. He's in Homicide: Life on the Street.
Don't know what that is.
He's Homicide? Oh, come on, man. Homicide. That's the show that inspired The Wire.
Really?
I thought The Wire was inspired by what was the shit that came on HBO?
The Corner. The Corner. Yeah. Before The Corner, there was Homicide: Life on the Street.
Oh, okay. I should check
he's
that
in
out.
CSI, like, New York. CSI, but yo, New York.
You couldn't name none of that shit outside of Law and Order. Like, you recognize Buddy, but you couldn't rattle off none of the movies.
Absolutely not. No, I have to look it up. He's in Fargo. Like, he's exactly what you described. He's in a bunch of shit you've seen. You just can't pinpoint which ones it was and what his character name was or anything like that.
Like, oh, so, I've seen that nigga before. Yeah, that's, I know Buddy.
But if you look at Oz, like, you're going to start seeing a lot of actors in there. Like, I know that nigga. Like, I don't know his name, but I know. So, for instance, Augustus Hill, that's the nigga in The Best Man. Yeah. And it's funny. When I saw him in The Best Man, I was like, nigga, where are your wheelchair at?
Because you really thought he was, he couldn't walk for the longest. Sure.
My man Schillinger, even though he was in Whiplash and all the other movies and in the commercials, I still look at you racist fuck. You Nazi fuck. Like, I'd be looking at him like that, man. I can't shake it. All these people, they are who they are. Even goddamn rappers and shit. Della will always be Jiggy Walker to me.
Yeah.
Brick Fox will always be Jackson Vahu. That's it, man. When you in Oz, you are who you were in Oz. No matter
I mean, he's chick, man. He's chick from He Got Game.
He Got Game, because he got the three-peat going.
Oh, then it was him.
Yeah, it was him. Yep. At Tech U.
You said y'all squashed it, right?
Oh yeah, no, man. I mean, it was a real man. They fucking got drunk together during the finals. Yeah, Rick Fox is my guy, man. Rick Fox and Jared Greenberg, man. Them the niggas that stole the shit, but yeah. I saw Jared at Summer League. Yeah, good time. NBA is a smoke.
Good time.
The real ones know the deal. Yeah, if you're a little blogger and shit, get the fuck out of here. But the real ones know the deal.
You got that right.
All right.
Real ones know the deal.
Put a bow on this shit. That's the name of the episode. Real ones know the deal. Thank you, as always, to Big Jerv, Black Trey, Producer Sean, a.k.a. Portuguese Poppy. Again, what's the name of the website? Patreon.com/countthedigs for all the exclusives, the Bomb Overflow episodes, the Cinephobe special edition episodes. We got a banger coming to you this month. This one's different. I'm going to just say that. Different for the month of August. And also, as well as the live shows. In the meantime, like, rate, review, subscribe, all that shit. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment. Don't give a fuck what it says. Just leave a comment there. And stay black, motherfuckers. It's Black Opinions Matter.